Hello, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're calling with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for no donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Sure.
Okay. Now, am I speaking with Leonard Henry?
No, this has not been his phone for about 3 years.
Okay. And are you a resident of Phoenix, ma'am?
I am.
Okay. All right. All right. And so you do live in Phoenix, Arizona? Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track, ma'am?
I think they might be a little bit headed towards the wrong way.
The wrong track? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 20.
I'm familiar with where it is.
Okay. Now, see right here. Okay. And, ma'am, can I ask you, just make sure you're over the age of 18. What year were you born, ma'am?
1960.
Thank you. All right. And are you, or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
No. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic,
white.
Or Latino? Okay. Thank you. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say probably medium. I don't know. That's satisfactory. I guess, I don't live there.
Okay. So, you would just say just excellent, good, or just fair?
I would say fair.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. How about better public transportation options?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Absolutely 5.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
I'd say that's probably about a 2.
A 2. More good paying jobs?
5.
Better streets and road maintenance?
We'll give that one a 3.
A 3. What about more dining and entertainment options?
2.
More shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
3.
Thank you. And in terms of job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work? Retired?
I'm retired.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, ma'am, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I'd say it's probably a little bit lacking, so I'd say probably a little lacking.
A little too few?
Too few.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I'd say probably just about the right amount.
The right amount? Thank you.
Sure.
And thinking about commercial development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Do you strongly...
Go ahead.
Yes. Do you strongly or somewhat, do you want to see more of these in Levine?
I would say I don't think they need more.
You don't think them? Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains, ma'am?
Probably don't need more of those either.
What about home goods and other retail stores like Target?
Probably could use some of those.
Yes, somewhat, or yes, strongly?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. And what about doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen, ma'am? In your own words.
I guess just in general department stores.
You said department stores?
Department stores and grocery stores.
Grocery stores. Is that it, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Grocery stores. All right. Okay, ma'am, and switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem? A very big problem. Thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem?
I think it's a pretty big problem.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Would you like to see more of these in Laveen?
Yeah, I think so.
You strongly, yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. And single family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
What about housing options for seniors?
Yes, somewhat.
What about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
No? Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix, ma'am? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20 years.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent.
Okay. We're almost done right here, ma'am. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The
okay.
First proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or you strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you, ma'am. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly oppose.
Okay, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
I would strongly support that.
You would strongly support that? Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat in favor? Okay.
Yeah.
And my last one right here is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly agree.
Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Second year of college.
Second year of college. Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25?
About 35,000.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
Diane? Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Diane. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Diane, this concludes our segment for today. Thank you very much
okay.
for your participation, and you have a blessed evening, okay, ma'am?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.